الله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين ولا تقولوا لمن يقتل في سبيل الله أموات بل أحياء ولكن لا تشعرون ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون آمنت بالله صدق الله العظيم اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد If you look around yourselves, your locality, your town and cities, country and whole face of the earth, people are struggling, people are pursuing. What are they pursuing? Muslims, non-Muslims, others. They are trying to find peace of heart and mind, and peace in life, peace in their family, peace in their relationships. For that, everyone is pursuing and everyone is struggling. Even animals and birds, the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are also in search of peace. تو اس کائنات پہ جب آپ غور کرتے ہیں تو پتہ چلتا ہے کہ پورے انسانیت وہ دوڑ رہی ہے وہ کوشش کر رہی ہے کس لیے سکون چین اور خوشی حاصل کرنے کی آرام حاصل کرنے کے لیے مسلمان ہو یا غیر مسلم جانور ہو پرندہ ہو درندہ ہو सब इसी कोशिश में है कि हमें कुछ आराम मिल जाए, हमें कुछ सुकून मिल जाए. दैट्स व्हाई दे आर परस्यूइंग इवन एनिमल्स, व्हाई दे आर रनिंग बिहाइंड एंड डिफरेंट अदर एनिमल्स टू कंट्रोल, टू सेटिस्फाई देयर हंगर. वो पीस के लिए कोशिश कर रहे हैं. द बर्ड्स, why they fly out of their nests in the mornings and all day they are in, because they feel the pain of hunger and thirst and they try to become peaceful. Hospital kyun bhare hue hain? Why are people in hospitals? They want peace in their bodies, they want joy, health. अस्पतालों में भी वो अमन सुकून की तलाश में है कि जिस्म की सेहत अच्छी हो जाए. हर बंदा, आम बतुन्नास की बात कर रहा हूं, मोस्ट ऑफ द क्रिएशन ऑफ अल्लाह सुबहाना हुआ ताला, ह्यूमन बीइंग्स, जिन, अदर्स, दे आर ऑल, इवन एक्चुअली दोज पीपल हु आर डूइंग रॉन्ग थिंग्स, दे आर ऑल्सो इन सर्च ऑफ पीस. अ ड्रग एडिक्ट, व्हाई डज ही टेक ड्रग? After all, what is the reason? Because he feel a kind of, he has a false sense of peace, sense of satisfaction. After all, he knows it is wrong, but he wants that peace, joy, happiness, pleasure. A fornicator, a zani, is committing zina for this reason, for pleasure and peace. चोर चोरी कर रहा है बिकॉज ही थिंक्स ही विल गेट मैनी थिंग्स एंड ही विल बी पीसफुल एंड इट विल गिव हिम सेटिस्फैक्शन, इट विल फुलफिल हिज नीड्स. चोर चोरी कर रहा है कि मेरा जो है वो जरूरियात पूरी हों, मेरी ख्वाहिशात पूरी हों. ख्वाहिशात पूरी हों क्यों हों? आखिरकार जो है वो सुई जो है वो सुकून इत्मीनान पे जाके अटक जाती है. यही बंदा चाहता है. हुक्मरान हुक्मरानी कर रहा है. A ruler wants to rule for actually so that he has the buzz of ruling and he feels a kind of joy and peace. A country is in war with another country so that they have more land, they have more resources, they have more power. Why they want more resources? Why they want more land? So that we will feel good. We feel good about it. A student is studying. Why? Why is he spending so hard time earning degree? He is so fond of knowledge. Not very many students. So after all, they want a job and some, and what they don't want to work. They don't want, generally they don't want to study. And they don't want to work for someone. After all, it is about money. It's not about money. It's about fulfilling their needs and desires. And it's not about fulfilling their needs and desire. It is about the peace, the happiness, the joy, the satisfaction they get. People are doing business for this reason. People marry for this reason. I will have children. Why do you want children? I'll have peace. And it will satisfy my heart. I want a partner. So, from one dimension, if you ponder, if you reflect over the creation and people, Muslim and everyone is in search. Where is the problem? Then, why are not everyone is, why is not they are at peace? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew that this will be the ultimate goal which everyone is going to pursue. Allah Azza wa Jal knew that this is something which everyone will want. People, animals, jinn, human beings, illiterate people, literate people, thus they want satisfaction. Gangsters, rulers, others, after all they are doing for a kind of satisfaction. So, اللہ عز و جل سینڈ سولوشن فور دیٹ. اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی و عز و جل ایز دو پرووائڈڈ دا آنسر فور دس. دیٹ از وائی ون آف دا ریزنز ہی نیمڈ ہز ریلیجن اسلام. It could be many other names. It could have been Deen of Allah. It could be the, for example, Deen of the Prophet al-Islam. It could be any other name as well. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose one particular word. And what is that word? That is Islam. And Islam, everyone, even now non-Muslims even know that what it is. تو دیکھیں یہ انسان کی بڑی خواہش ہے, جنات کی خواہش ہے, ہر نیک اور بد وہ سکون چاہتا ہے, نیک ہے بد ہے کوئی بھی تکلیف نہیں چاہتا. جیل میں لوگ بیٹھے وہ بھی سکون چاہتے ہیں, مسجد والے بھی چاہ رہے ہیں, اسپتال والے بھی چاہ رہے ہیں, گھروں میں عورتیں مرد. تو اللہ پاک نے ان سب کا جواب ایک ہی مرتبہ عطا فرمایا اور اپنے دین کا نام ہی شانتی اور امن اور سلامتی کا رکھ دیا, اسی لیے اس کا نام ہے اسلام, یعنی سکون, امن, سلامتی. سلامتی ہے جس میں, سکون ہے, سلامتی ہے, سیکورٹی ہے. تو جواب تو اللہ پاک نے دے. اب ہم اپنے یہ فسادات اور یہ سارا مسئلہ کیوں ہے, ہر بندہ اپنی عقل سمجھ کے مطابق اس سکون اطمینان کو حاصل کر رہا ہے, اس کی وجہ سے یہ وہ فتنہ فساد الٹی بد سکونی بنی ہوئی ہے, الٹا جو ہے وہ فساد ہو رہے ہیں, الٹا تکلیف میں خود بھی دوسروں کو بھی ڈالا ہوا ہے. اور اللہ جل جلالہ جو خالق اور مالک ہے, علیم بذات الصدور ہے, عالم الغیب والشہادہ, وہ اصل جانتا ہے کہ یہ کیسے ملے گا. چلو ہم نے بڑا تیر مارا, کسی نے بہت زیادہ یہاں دولت حاصل کر لی, میں سکون, اب وہ مر گیا تو اب قبر میں کیا ہوگا؟ اور پھر اس کے اختیار کی بات نہیں, یہاں تو محل بنا لیا, قبر میں اب کیا ہوگا؟ سو اٹ از اے میٹر آف کنسرن. دیکھیں پیپل آسک فار ایڈوائس, دے آسک فار ایڈوائس فرام پروفیشنلز, دے آسک ایڈوائس, دے پے فار کنسلٹیشن. People go to solicitors, others for consultation, doctors. Sab ka mashwara le rahe hain. You are accepting and valuing the opinion and advice of people, professional people. Oh, they have done a lot of research. But we are not valuing the advice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. اللہ جو خالق ہے, جو عالم ہے ہر چیز کا, جس نے ہر چیز پیدا فرمائی, اس کا جو مشورہ, اس کا جو حکم ہے, اس کی نصیحت پہ ہم کان نہیں دھرے اپنی مرضی. وہ کہتے ہیں نا دیوار میں ڈنڈا دیے ہوئے ہیں اور مطلب ہے کہ چل رہے ہیں, تو کیا ہو رہا ہے؟ وہ اپنے آپ کو پریشان کیوں ہوئے ہیں؟ وی آر actually even rather more actually upset. The world is more you may say suffering, people are suffering, families are suffering, individuals are suffering. Why? Because they are following their own kind of idea. Now the solution which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the system which Allah azza wa jalla has given is very very comprehensive. We cannot obviously cover it in just a short time, but we can just summarize it, understand it, the major factors in there, that everyone's running behind peace, happiness, satisfaction, joy. But how did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what does Allah azza wa jal say about joy and happiness and satisfaction? As I mentioned to you, the name of Allah's religion, He has named it as Islam, which means peace. So
Yeah, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remained? Because people are, after that, people are pursuing every businessman, every ruler, every gangster, every woman, men. If you ask, why are you struggling? What do you want? They don't want any pain. But they want to stay in pleasure. They want to stay in peace. For that, they pursue, they adopt different means. And as I said, that's most of the time, these means and their own ideas actually rather has the opposite effect. They rather go into more misery. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي, that whoever will not follow my advice, فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ, he will live a depressed life. But how can you be, I don't know anything. Scientists are researching, scholars are researching, they've still not come to conclusion about this universe, about many things, still they are discovering day by day, things are being discovered. But Allah Azza wa Jal never makes a discovery. For him everything is known. For him everything is known. There is no evolution in his knowledge that today, oh, this new research has come out and so that's how milk is good for you now. Then another research comes out, milk is not good for you. Another research comes out, this is not good for you, etc., etc. New, every day, every month, every year, there are new things coming up. Why? Because we don't know. That's why new things are coming out. Humanity does not know. But Allah Azza wa Jal's knowledge is different. His knowledge does not increase because He knows everything. So, why not follow His advice and His command and submitting and leaving your own and others' ideas, who are people like me and you who don't know? We are asked to follow the Anbiya-i Karam only because they actually are the representatives of Allah. Allah Azza wa Jal gives them knowledge from Himself. Not actually that they are just human beings, that they are people. Because they are Anbiya Allah, meaning the prophets of Allah. Very special people. We are asked to follow the Awliya Allah, not because they know everything, because they are following the same guidance which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent. So everyone is trying to pursue peace and tranquility and peace, husband and wife, family, businessman and others. And it's most of the time it does not come. What is guidance which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave? What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave? Allah paak ne aur uske habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne sukoon, itminan, shanti, aman, salamti jo hasil karne ki ka jo gur bataya, jo tarika bataya, wo kya hai? As I say, its name is Islam. It's called Islam. If you don't know, us nizam ka naam Islam. Islam kehte hi peace ko hai. It is called peace. That's why. But as I said, I cannot explain to you. This is only half an hour we've got together on Majlis of Isale Sawab. The Brother Bilal's mother. Actually, yearly he is remembering his mother and sending Isale Sawab and reward to her. Many other people's relatives have died as well recently in Ramadan, after Ramadan all the time. It is also the martyrdom of 70 of the most beloved people of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his friends and his companions and students, the Shuhadai Uhud, leader amongst them Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu. It's also his martyrdom in this month, in Shawwal, the battle of Uhud took place in Shawwal, in the month of Shawwal. But these people were successful. What will happen to us, we don't know. But I just want to explain to you that, in very brief terms, that what solution for this, pursuing this peace, which everyone is after. Because Allah's solution is not only for this world, for your husband and wife, for children, for this dunya, for this life. His advice and His nasiha and revelation and guidance is where you will have peace everywhere, starting from your heart and actually in the hereafter. So very briefly, let me explain to you. If you want peace the prophetic way, what you should do. Agar aapko sukoon itminan chahiye to aapko kya karna hai? Khushi chahiye, khush rehna chahte ho? You want happiness and pleasure and peace? What is it? What prescription has Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam prescribed? If we study Quran and Hadith and Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, teachings of Awliya Allah, I'm just going to summarize it, mention in my own words in a different way so that we understand very quickly. Look, when you are sleeping in the night time, you are going to sleep, or the night, at night time, night has come now, you are going to sleep. In the morning, you have different personalities you will see and deal with. For example, firstly, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the time, day and night, you have to deal with Him. He is in the control. Secondly, in Muslim's life is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Thirdly, in life you will see people and your family and the people at large, the creation, who you will be living around, people. It might be in many countries they have to deal with animals, they've kept buffaloes or horses or cattle, whatever, they have to deal with them as well. And some people are agricultural people, farmers, they have to deal with the plants and other things as well, the earth as well. So different things we have to deal with. From here in Europe you are living, yes, people are doing agriculture here as well, but most people, they are dealing mostly people, they go to work, they drive a taxi, they go to a takeaway, they go to a business, or they are going to school and college. They deal with, they have to deal with their parents, they are living with their family, their husband, wife, children as well. So, the solution, the prescription, the secret, the technique, the method, which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prescribed, is a very easy one. And you really get peace in their method. Otherwise you won't. As Allah azza wa jal himself said, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي, whoever will follow himself and not my advice, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْقَ, he will live a depressed life, no matter he is a king or queen or superstar or a model or whatever. They are going to be live a depressed life. And you see day and night how people are living, how they are dying and their state of death and what people. People who are very fond of, you know, like this is my best cricket player, this is my best football player, this is my artist, he sings very good, he is a very good actor, she is model for me, she is very beautiful, I like this beauty and other things, and this ruler and that ruler. Now when these people leave the face of the earth, they don't even attend their funeral prayer. When these people have gone on the face of the earth, it's as though they don't know. If they know, they don't have time to attend the funeral prayer. All these actually. So you should know very, very clearly that where real loyalty, where real welfare lies. So again, I repeat, just going to mention to you that now we are entering evening. After evening we sleep, and in the morning we deal with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our creator. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is our messenger and Nabi. The other people, parents, family, children, relatives, general public people, Muslim, non-Muslim, Then some people have to deal with the work. They go to businesses, offices. Some people, their work involves animals. Some people, their work involves plants, fruits and kingdom. So in a nutshell, in a summarized way, the method which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has prescribed, that is, if you want to practice that, that is that when you sleep and you have intention of getting up, we don't know we'll get up or not, but a person hopes, he should think, or she should think, if you want peace, sukoon, joy, happiness, not in this dunya but akhirah as well, and in every part of your life. Number one, you should think about, in this day which is coming, how am I going to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How am I going to make Allah azza wa jal happy? Don't think about your nafs actually at that time. Think firstly that how can I make Allah azza wa jal more pleased, happy? Because the effect of someone pleasing Allah, Allah will send peace to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send peace. You see, when people of Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Salamun qawlam mir rabbir rahim in Surah Yasin. Peace be upon you, O people of, because you have pleased me. Peace be upon you from the merciful Lord. Allah sends peace. He is the creator of peace. You can not find peace anywhere, because no one is called peace. Whose name is it peace? It is Allah Azza wa Jal's name. As-Salam. Allahumma anta as-Salam wa minka as-Salam. Salam is the name of Allah. The peace giver, the peaceful and the peace giver. Wherever peace, joy, happiness will come from the Salam. The one who gives peace, security to everyone. तो सलाम तो नाम ही अल्लाह का है. वो हस्ती जहां से सुकून मिलेगा वो आपको और कहीं से नहीं मिलेगा. You won't get it from others unless Allah wants to give through that person. If Allah wants to give it to you through wife or husband, He will give. Through money, He will give. But if He doesn't want, then in spite of, you know, when people are even relationship, divorces happen, people are killing each other, husband and wife are torturing each other, money has become a curse, rather a person is in more difficulty. So, the one who is in control is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He can give peace through anything He wants. And if He doesn't want, then all of the things are there. That's why someone said, peace is inside you, not in things. So, it doesn't matter what you have, it matters what you are. It doesn't matter what you have. What matters is what you are. That's going to decide. Not what you have. Because those things are dead. This tissue cannot give me anything. But what I am, that can make a difference. So number one, when you sleep at night, in the morning, have intention. Yes, I want peace. Okay, good and well. I want joy. Have the intention that tomorrow, think about how can I please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What can I do for Allah azza wa jal? Hazrat Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu ta'ala anhu is one of the companions. He used to think night time, they used to do muhasabah. It's mentioned in Sahih Bukhari that once he was thinking what I have done during the day, it came to his knowledge that he had, because he was overwhelmed by, he was not well, and he spat in the courtyard near Masjid-e-Nabawi. And that at that time he was overwhelmed, so he recovered and came home. But in the evening when he assessed his, and he thought that the Rasulullah ﷺ said that this is not good, a person should cover it if he has done something, if he has, this has happened. So he went after Isha, maybe it was midnight, and those times lights were not available. So he went with that, not a torch, but a lantern, candlelight or lantern, and he was in the middle of night, searching the courtyard, the ground of Masjid-e-Nabvi, that where did my spit actually fell.
And after searching, he found somewhere,
yes, maybe this is the place. So he cleansed it, he covered it with actually other soil and cleansed the mosque and things actually did. And he said, I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that who guided me actually to compensate for with something which I did which was not good to the standard. So he thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the mosque and came back. This means that in the evening, mashayikh and awliya and sahaba ikram, they think about what we are going to do, what we have done, and what we are going to do in the morning. So number one, you should have that I want to please and make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy. Secondly, you should have intention, how can I make Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam happy? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you want to make happy? Yes, first thing which I should be praying. Someone said, my sleep will go away, this kind of, when I get up for Fajr, that actually there is a kind of state of sleep and that goes away. And one of the sheikhs said that, don't worry about sleep going away, worry about if your soul goes away, if your spirit goes away, what's going to happen? कि तुम्हें इसकी फिक्र है कि नींद आंखों से चली जाएगी तो इसकी तो फिक्र तो ना ये रूह जिस्म से चलेगी फिर क्या होगा भाई ये ज्यादा फिक्र वाली बात है रूह जिस्म से चली जाएगी या नींद तो फिर आ जाएगी स्लीप विल कम अगेन इफ यू स्लीप अगेन इफ यू स्लीप कम अगेन लेकिन रूह तो वापस नहीं आएगी So a person who thinks, how can I please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will think about the commands of Allah, where Allah wants me to get up at tahajjud or fajr or zuhur, and that's during the day, that's the things he wants me to do. So he will think, how can I please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a more better way? When a person is trying to please someone, he can find a way. People buy gifts for people. Why? They want to please them. I bought you a watch. I bought you a phone. I bought you flowers. It's a way of thinking of pleasing someone. So a person will think, how can I please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Secondly, he should think, how can I bring joy and happiness to the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Obviously, that will come with when you are concerned and you are looking after the sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And the precious things which he left, and the guidance which he left, his way of doing things. Prayer, you pray at home, it is well, at fard is happened. Command of Allah has been fulfilled. For example, the fard has been done. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's command has not been fulfilled. نماز جس نے پڑھ لی گھر میں بھی پڑھ لی اللہ کا حکم تو اس نے کر لیا ادا یعنی فرض جو تھا لیکن نبی علیہ السلام کا حکم ابھی بھی اس نے پورا نہیں کیا ان کا حکم تھا کہ مسجد میں جا کے پڑھو اگر کوئی نہ بیمار ہے نہیں ہے مجبوری نہیں ہے کوئی مہمان کا آ گیا کوئی یہ کوئی عذر ہے کہیں فارغ بیٹھے بالکل کچھ کرنا نہیں ہے کچھ صرف سستی کی وجہ سے تو نماز فرض ادا کرے بندہ اللہ کا حکم اللہ کے لیے اور مسجد میں جا رہا ہے وہ نبی علیہ السلام کی یاد کے لیے to revive the prophetic way that he صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم used to walk toward the mosque I am in reviving his way so second thing if you want joy and peace night time you should think tomorrow how can I please Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم my darood is presented to him my deeds are presented to him as well morning and evening And how can I bring joy to him? Third thing which you should think, if you want peace and joy, happiness, peace in your heart, is to think, how can I please everyone who gets in touch with me from morning to evening? This is planning, this is the technique, this is the mindset. That how can I make everyone pleased and more happier more joyful whoever gets in touch with me in the from the night time until evening, morning to evening. Firstly, it will be your obviously household family. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is said that our mother Aisha, Sayyidah Aisha Sadiqa radiallahu ta'ala, says that one night I saw the Prophet ﷺ was walking on his toes, you know, the finger, the feet, the toes of the feet, not his feet was not like this, he was walking on his toes. Yes. And she said, I was awake, but I just had my eye closed, so I saw them. And I was worried that that Rasulullah ﷺ has wounded himself or injured while he is walking. So she said, Ya Rasulullah, why are you walking on your toes? He ﷺ said, this is so that my footsteps don't disturb you in the night. I'm going for prayer, I'm going for getting up for wudu and tahajjud, but I don't want my footsteps actually so that your sleep is disturbed. That is why actually I'm doing that. So meaning the third thing which a person should think deeply about, he should plan that from the household to the friends I'm going to see, to the people at work who I'm going to see, people on the way which I'm going to meet, people in the mosque, whoever I'm going to come across, how can I make life more easier, more joyful for them, more happier for them, and more actually, how can I please them? Because the person who pleases creation and who puts joy in the hearts of people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes his heart filled with joy and peace. Without any means. Without any means. Because this is such an act loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such an act loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I was, the day before was a majlis, I was reading this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. An Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu anhu, anna rajulan ja'a ila an-nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One person came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar says, faqala ya Rasulullah, he said, ya Rasulullah, ayyun nasi ahabbu ila Allah, ayyul amali ahabbu ila Allah. He asked two very important questions. That which is the person who Allah loves the most? Who is most beloved to Allah amongst people? And which act is most beloved to Allah? Which amal is most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? They're all good deeds, but which of the good deeds is the most chosen and loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? They're all, many of people are good people, but amongst those good people, amongst people, who is the most beloved to Allah? Ayyu nasi ahabbu ila Allah. Which one is the best loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Which person? Ayyul amali ahabbu ila Allah. And which deed is the most beloved? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ahabbu nasi ila Allah ta'ala anfa'ahum linnas. The most liked person, the most beloved person, the most loved person by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah said, is the one who is most beneficial for them, who keeps them happy, who tries to create ease for them, who is always try to provide and facilitate benefit to everyone. And the more he does that, that person is the most beloved for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now here he says, Salaam didn't mention the one who praying very much nawafil, who is doing one Quran recitation every day, who is doing 50 nawafil every day, who is doing lots of zikr of subhanallah every day. Look, this is not mentioned here. So a person should understand. Although those are good deeds as well, but the most beloved to Allah is the one. So that's why I'm saying of night time, if you want to joy and peace tomorrow, think about firstly, Allah subhanahu, how can I please Allah? Allah, make Allah happy. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam happy. Then the creation of Allah happy. My family happy. My relatives happy. My work colleagues, the people in the way, everyone which I get in touch with, actually happy. Even animals, if I get in touch with an animal, I see an animal, that is also a test for you. An ant comes in front of you, it is a test for you. You think it's nothing. A fly falls in the a glass of water as spider is in difficulty in front of you. You see, this is Allah testing you. It's not a small thing. You might think it's a small thing. If it was a small thing, Allah would never name one of the surah of Quran after an ant. Look, Sulaiman alayhi salam is a mighty messenger, prophet of Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned his story with the ant. That he took care of the ant, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala named that surah, Surat Namal, that the surah of ant, in which the ant is mentioned. So everything comes. So I'm moving now next to the mount people. You should also think that if I come across any animal, how can I make that animal happy, more at ease? And even the plant kingdom, without a reason, I should not break any leaf from a tree. Without a reason, if I walk on the grass, I should walk with none. The mashayikh, actually, they walk in the awliya Allah on the grass, also with care, so that they don't actually put more weight than actually is required. They take care of that. Allah subhanahu said in the Quran, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَانِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنَا, that the servants of the merciful are those who walks on earth even humble, with humbleness and humility. وہ عاجزی انکساری کے ساتھ آہستہ آہستہ زمین پر لپانا, رحمان کے بندے رحمت کے ساتھ چلتے ہیں, رحمت کو لے کے ساتھ عاجزی انکساری کے, وہ ایسے اکڑ کے نہیں چلتے ادھر یہ بھی. یعنی زمین پر بھی وہ شفقت ہے, and plant kingdom بھی ہے. So you see, this has become five things. If you want to become peaceful, you want to become have happy joy, آپ کو خوشی چاہیے, تو یہ چیزیں سوچیں کہ کل میں نے اللہ پاک کو کس طرح زیادہ خوش کر سکتا ہوں, اور کوشش کریں. How I can make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pleased, and then try. How I can make Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam more happy. Kis tarah main Huzur Al Islam ko zyada khush kar sakta hu, din mein phir wo kaam kare. Thirdly, how I can make my relatives, my family, my husband, wife, children, others more happy, more pleased, more at ease. And kis tarah main apne rishtedar aur makhlooq-e-ilahi aur logon ko jo hai wo zyada khush kar sakta hu, aur kosh jo kar sakte hain wo phir kare. اور چوتھے درجے میں کس طرح میں جانوروں تک, کیڑوں مکوڑوں تک بھی میں جہاں ضرورت ہو میں ان کو بھی خوشی پہنچاؤں. جیسے حضرت سلیمان علیہ السلام نے ایک چونٹی کا بھی اتنا بڑا بادشاہ ہو کہ میں تو کچھ بھی نہیں, آپ کیا ہیں, میں کیا ہوں, ہم تو نبیوں تھے, سلسلہ ہی ختم ہو گیا. وہ تو نبی بھی تھے, بادشاہ بھی تھے. ہمارے ہاں تو جو حکمران آئے ہیں, پریزیڈنٹ اینڈ پرائم منسٹر, ایک مکھی اس کی بات نہیں سنتی. تو بادشاہت کیا ہے؟ بادشاہت تو یہ ہے, دس از دا کنگ شپ, دیٹ ایون شیاطین آر انڈر ہز کنٹرول, ایون دی ایئر وچ از بلوئنگ اٹ از انڈر, دا ونڈز آر انڈر ہز کنٹرول, ایون برڈز آر انڈر کنٹرول. ارے تو میری بات تو ایک مچھر بھی نہیں سنتا, ایون مسکیٹو ڈزنٹ لسن ٹو می. تو یہ کس طرح کی جو ہے حکومت ان, تو اس کے باوجود ان اسپائٹ آف دیٹ ہی از taking care of very very small thing like an ant, and he is coming with an army. Hame to parwah hi nahi hai, janwar kutta mar raha hai, billi mar rahi hai raste mein, hum usko sochte hi nahi, hum samjhte hain ye this is someone else's. If Allah is making you see something, he wants you to actually fulfill that responsibility, otherwise he wouldn't show you. Agar Allah ne aapko dikha diya koi cheez, phir aapki zimmedari ban gayi hai. Wo dikhaya hi isliye ja raha hai ki aapki azmaish ki ja rahi hai. And so after animal kingdom, plant kingdom. یہ پھر یہ آ جاتے ہیں, یعنی جو درخت آ جاتے ہیں اس میں پھل بوٹے یہ ساری چیزیں وغیرہ وغیرہ. تو میں آپ سے عرض کر رہا تھا کہ یہ ہے خوش رہنے کا طریقہ. If you want, this is you are providing happiness to Allah, to the messenger صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, to the family and human beings, to the animal kingdom, to the plant kingdom. The result will be that you will be the happiest person of the world, the peaceful person of the world, if you are the only one who is doing that. But if more are doing, they will also be. Aap dekh le unke andar sukoon, itminan aayega. Aur khushi aayegi without any means such as unke paas paise ho na ho, gaadi ho ya na ho. They have cars or not, they have kingships or not, they have other things or not. But they will be actually the most peaceful and tranquil
people on the face of the earth.
Awliya Allah ke paas itna sukoon hota hai, unki majlis mein banda chala jaye. When a person sits with a wali, temporarily uski pareshaniyan bhi khatam ho jati hain. Temporarily he forgets as well his worries as well. To yani sukoon itna hota hai. So you can imagine then what will be flowing in their heart and inner self. Ruhon ke andar phir kitna sukoon hoga. But we are, as I said, this is the description of Allah as His Messenger. So, agar sukoon itminan hasil karna, ek hai hamam tarika ikhtiyar kar rahe hain. Mujhe paise chahiye, iski chori ki, isko mara, isko gali di, isko tang. Wo to khud ko pareshan karne wali baat hai. This is why actually going opposite to it, how to make people unhappy or actually being harsh with them, displeasing them, hurting them in any way, or displeasing Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, displeasing people, that will bring misery and restlessness in your heart and mind. Ye ho bishak paise hoon jo bhi ho. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ayyun nas wa habbu ilallah. The question was, he said, habbun nas ilallah ta'ala anfa'hum lin nas. The most loved by Allah is the one who is most beneficial for the people. وَحَبُّ لِعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. The most best deed, you want to do the best deed which loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I would have never known which deed Allah loves. He loves salah more, he loves zikr more, he wants me to do this, he wants, if a person knows that, it's very easy to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, أَحَبُّ الْعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى سُرُورٌ تُدْخِلُهُ عَلَى مُسْلِمٍ. He said the most sacred, the most beloved, the most liked amal by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that you make the heart of anyone's happy. You put joy into the heart of some Muslim or a family. You bring joy to them. You give them good news, or you help them somehow, or you bring them to peace or reconciliation, or somehow you make the heart of a person happy, a Muslim especially, he said in this hadith is mentioned, that amal is more beloved to you, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, than reciting Quran, reading Nawafil and Umrah and actually Nafal Salah and Nafal Fast and all actually these things. As that's why Shaykh Shamsuddin Tabrizi, rahmatullahi, the teacher of Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi said, a person who keeps breaking hearts of people, Allah does not accept his worship in the mosques. So Rasulullah said, this is the one of the most beloved amal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Prophet said, yes, he explained this. أَوْ تُكْشِفُ عَنْهُ kurba, or removing something which is hurtful, which is depressive, which is making a person upset. Someone is upset about it. He's in a problem. It's a very much difficulty, and you remove that difficulty by paying, helping him in some way. So going, getting out of that agony and pain. أو تقضي عنه دينا, أو pay the debt of someone. Person in debt, and you have paid a debt to someone. أو تطرد عنه جوعا, actually, and to help someone financially, to actually food, so that they can eat well, they can buy their groceries, they can support their family, income generation, jisko kehte hain, to provide something like that. Wala an amshi ma'a khin fi hajatin ahabbu ilayya min an a'taqifa fi hadha al-masjid, yani masjid al-madina shahra. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that for you, or the questioner, or anyone of my ummah, for you to walk to help someone, you go in the town, Manchester, Bolton, wherever you're going, to help someone, to give lift to someone, to get someone, to get take someone to the doctor's or appointment or whatever, or to go to helping in a police case or whatever, you help someone. From where you to walk to fulfill a need of your brother is more beloved to me. He said, yes, there's some beloved to Allah as well. But most beloved to me, if someone has set itiqaf in my masjid, he says, fi hadal masjid, yani masjid al-Nabwi, for whole month, he said, a person sits itiqaf in masjid al-Nabwi here, and the other one has not come to the masjid, he is going
for pleasure of Allah to help someone in the town. He is walking in the markets, but he is more beloved to Allah. He is more beloved to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam because he is doing it for the pleasure of Allah. فرمایا کہ کسی کا اپنے بھائی کی حاجت پوری کرنے کے لیے چلنا، گاڑی میں جانا یا اس کے ساتھ جانا، میری اس مسجد یعنی مسجد نبوی سے ایک مہینہ اعتکاف سے زیادہ اجر رکھتا ہے. وَمَنْ كَفَّ غَضَبَهُ سَتَرَ اللَّهُ عَوْرَتَهُ. And he said, whoever will actually contain his control, his anger, Allah will cover his faults and defects and will never expose his sins to others. If you want that deal. وَمَنْ كَزَمَ غَيْزَهُ وَلَوْ شَاءَ يُمْزِيَهُ أَمْدَى مَلَأَهُ اللَّهُ قَلْبَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. On day of judgment, when people's heart will be so trembling with terror, any person who controls his anger, in spite of he can express his anger, but he withholds, Allah will fill his heart with actually peace and actually isbat and actually with strength on the day of judgment. His heart will not actually feel terror. وَمَنْ مَشَى مَعَ أَخِيهِ فِي حَاجَةٍ حَتَّى يَتَهَيَّأَ لَهُ أَثْبَتَهُ اللَّهُ قَدَمَهُ يَوْمَ تَزُولُ الْأَقْدَامُ. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on day of judgment, many people will tremble and they will fall into the fire of hell from the bridge of Sirat, and also on the day of judgment standing. But he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever will take steps to fulfill the need of actually a Muslim brother, he is moving, he is actually stepping forward with the feet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will actually keep his feet actually well established on the day of judgment on the bridge of Sirat, so that he can actually traverse and he can cross it with safety. Anyway, this is hadith narrated by Imam Tabarani. So just to summarize actually all things which I have mentioned, actually, that if you want happiness, okay, you can try it your own way. You can try it your own way, and people are trying, you know. It won't come like that. The way to achieve joy, happiness, peace is these 5-6 things which I mentioned. That night time, try it for 1 month and you see the result actually coming to you. Your problems will be automatically solved. Because whoever solves the problem of someone, Allah solves his problems. Whoever walks in need for someone else, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfills his need. You will see that people have ta'weezat, people say, someone has magical power, someone has this, some things are going in his favor. You will have the creator, you will have the creator of the heaven and universe in working in your favor. Angels will love you, angels will be in your favor. You will be receiving the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he will be pleased with you, with the angels and awliya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. تو یہ نسخہ ہے خوش رہنے کا. اگر آپ خوش رہنا چاہیے دنیا میں بھی خوش, اور اس میں یہ نہیں ہے نا اونلی ان دس ورلڈ بٹ آلسو ان دا گریو یو ول بی ان پیس, ان دا برزخ یو ول ڈائی ان پیس, یو ول بی ان دا گریو ان پیس, آن دا ڈے آف ججمنٹ یو ول بی ان پیس, اینڈ ود پیس یو ول انٹر دا ابوڈ آف پیس دا جنہ ایز ویل. تو یہ طریقہ ہے, تو یہی طریقہ محمدیہ میں سکھایا جاتا ہے, ٹو اسٹاپ دی اپوزٹس ٹو اٹ وچ از to actually harm, which is to make the creation displeased or harsh or torture them mentally, physically, or someone. But a comprehensive view, which I'm saying. So from today night, if you want, you can learn this path, or at least practice yourself. Think about daily how I can make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pleased, select 1-2 amals. How I can make Rasulullah pleased tomorrow, actually in the daytime, select some sunnah. What can I do for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Thirdly, how can I make people happy and animals happy and actually ants happy, anything which gets in touch with you, Muslim or non-Muslim, a person actually gets reward for every living thing. So yeh tariqa nabawi hai sukoon, itminan aur khushi hasil karne ka. Aur jis raste pe hum chal rahe hai, mostly if I am walking on the path, treading that, to us raste se sukoon nahi milega jo hai. اس رستے سے ملے گا یہ چیزیں. اللہ پاک مجھے بھی آپ کو بھی عمل کی سمجھ کی توفیق عطا فرمائے. سبحان اللہ وبحمدہ, نشهد ان لا الہ الا انت, نستغفرک.
السلام علیکم my dear brothers, as you've heard